we've seen an increase in flu activity. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has listed our state as having localized cases. I think that's a lot to do with the fact that we're seeing most of our cases West River, but it is slowly coming across the state. And we have an increase in number of cases of influenza being reported in Minnesota. So, you know, here in the Sioux Falls area, we're kind of bordered on it on two sides. So we have cases of influenza that have been identified in Sioux Falls. We know we have influenza in the area. So it's just a matter of time until we see an increase in cases.
Let's talk about influenza, Sandy. What is it?
It's a respiratory virus, and it's typically characterized by seeing a rapid onset of symptoms, fever, cough, body aches, chills. It's very respiratory associated, and it becomes very dangerous for people who have other underlying health conditions and the elderly and the very young, just because of how fast it comes on and some of the complications that it can have.
Any similarities between the flu and the cold?
Well, they are two very different things.
Okay.
Influenza can last 10 days up to 2 weeks. We've seen some cases just really hold on, and it's very much... It comes with a lot of very harsh respiratory symptoms. I think the important thing to remember is that a cold and influenza are two very different things.
You say it's not too late to vaccinate.
We have a seasonal vaccine for influenza, and you start hearing public information about that sometimes as early as August, but, you know, beginning September, October. It's a vaccination that people need to get on an annual basis, mainly because that flu vaccine just changes a little bit season to season. That's why we recommend you have, unless you have an egg allergy, a vaccine each year. It is not too late to vaccinate. If people have not been vaccinated yet. It takes about 10 days to 2 weeks once you are vaccinated to develop a full level of immunity. So that's why we're really trying to push people now. Please go out and get vaccinated if you haven't. You know, we still have this little bit of a reprieve right now where we aren't seeing a spike in cases in our area. So it is not too late. Get out, get vaccinated while you still have time to develop immunity. And I think we have to remember, you know, we've all been together over the holidays. We've come in contact with people. We've been staying indoors with people. So it's really important, if you haven't gotten your vaccine, to get yourself protected.
And where do we go to get our flu shots?
You know, you can go to your local health department. You can go to your physician's offices. Pharmacists have the ability to do vaccinations on people over the age of 18. So you can check with your local pharmacies. And we have plenty of vaccine available in our community.
And then let's talk about prevention of the flu. What can we do? What common sense things can we do in an effort to try to prevent spreading the flu?
You know, it's that same common sense message we tell everybody every year. If you have a cough, or practice good respiratory hygiene is the bottom line of it. So if you're going to cough or sneeze, you know, use a tissue or cough or sneeze into your elbow. So cover your cough. Wash your hands, and then, of course, if you have any signs or symptoms of influenza, you're not feeling well, you need to stay home. Influenza, instead of a cold, is rough. It'll make a believer out of people who have said, I'll never get a flu shot. They'll get influenza, and they'll go, okay, I get it. We've seen some increased reported cases of pneumonias that have been affiliated with this year's influenza, and more hospitalizations affiliated with this year's influenza. And if you look at the South Dakota data to date, we've already had two flu-related deaths this season.